This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Headlines, AP News, Trump Jr., feds using Stalinist tactics against his family. They absolutely are. There's a story on Infowars.com where there's a nice lady, a pastry maker, that's worked at Mar-a-Lago for years. And they found out that she's a Trump supporter. And they found out that she's into QAnon conspiracy. Well, that's her right. So now they want her fired. I mean, that's the level. So Joe Bannister... It seems like they're just conditioning us to be persecuted and bullied by big tech, the IRS, and the rest of it.
Yeah, including the president of the United States. And that's why I'd like to take this opportunity to just let President Trump know that I know at least a couple dozen attorneys and experts.
Hold on, I'm not interrupting you, but let's take a call because I want to drumbeat this up. Your message to the president, former Treasury agent, great patriot, found not guilty in 2 show trials. When we come back from break, it'll be your message to the president, and I have a sneaky suspicion we might be able to get it to him. Carlos in Montreal, Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alex. It dovetails perfectly with what I was going to say. The Federal Reserve is effectively taking out $500 billion, as it did last year, from the currency, from liquidity. It's not helping. It was an instrument in 1913 that introduced bankerism over capitalism, where people didn't have to longer justify their credit on work, but basically it was printed out of thin air. And when you have a situation like that, you have the same thing that happened in Venezuela in the 60s, when the people revolted against the central banking, making a few oligarchs very wealthy, whitish in color because they were European with credit, while the ones who were Indians were left behind, you know, to mend the environment that they were destroying in the oil industry. And when you look at the what I call the Chavez revolt, the rebellion of Chavez, it's coming to the United States because it's the same principle. You have a bunch of oligarchs and the rest of the people are left behind. They're left behind with very little wealth. And when you have this imbalance in the few and the many, what happens is you have the Robin Hood candidates. You have candidates like Chavez who come out of basically a bus driver like Maduro, you know, who basically come forward and offer the public, you know, free this, free that, free that, because it is taxation without representation, effectively. So what the founding fathers...
Exactly. We better offer real jobs and real capitalism, because either fascism or communism or socialism will produce a bunch of AOCs coming in, promising people free lunches, and then this nightmare starts.
And there's a number one, Robin Hood. And number two is the elements that follow. And, you know, by telling blacks that you're going to give them reparations for the very many years of slavery, basically you're doing what Chavez was saying to the poor. Hey, forever reparations for many years of poverty. You know, vote for me and you will have Robin Hood candidate and, you know, the world's an oyster. And, of course, those who were with credit, who had oil companies that they invested in, those people were saying, hey, listen, we put our money, our work, and everything. Look at these people with no credit. You see, the Federal Reserve creates people with credit and gives them, you know, eternal money. But the people with no credit, obviously, the bankerism doesn't give poor people money. So what happens is that effectively the poor get poorer and the rich get richer. Any new money...
No, exactly. It's a predatory system where they promise them pie in the sky, and they use the fact that real free market folks don't recognize this and block it to take over. Carlos, amazing points. We're going to come back, and we're going to have Joe Bannister's message to the president. And then I want to get your message to the president, because a lot of these messages to the president, they love it when we say this, it somehow gets to Trump. So we'll have Joe give a 3-minute message to the president We'll have you give one, and we'll take a few calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. What is it about this broadcast they fight so hard to shut it down?
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Our guest coming up, Owen Benjamin, takes over. Got a bunch of calls to get to. I'm trying my best to get to him. But Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent, whistleblower, tried to put him in prison twice for his free speech about the private Federal Reserve and the IRS corruption. He's here, and he's got a message to President Trump. So, Joe, give President Trump that message.
Well, I feel a little awkward in thinking that any message that I could give would be worthy of the president's ears. But here goes. I just hope that President Trump realizes that he's, you know, done amazing things, but he, please don't leave us with a leaky lifeboat when you finally have to leave office. Please build us a battleship so that we can continue the fight. And I know of at least a couple dozen attorneys and experts who can show him where all the bodies are buried at the IRS. So, just would love the opportunity. I know he's got a long priority list, and that's my short and sweet message.
But I mean, specifically, Loris Lerner got caught. The MSNBC and others bragged, oh yeah, we're targeting conservatives. This is way beyond anything Nixon ever dreamed of. So I think one of Trump's biggest failures is not going after the IRS. And I mean, I know he's got a lot of things going on, but...
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things he has to do is not have the IRS allowed to be able to control people's medical records. So years ago, I brought one of the biggest class actions in the country that disclosed that the IRS was gathering people's medical records, over 60 million medical records of over 10 million Americans. This included medical records of judges, baseball players, the Screen Actors Guild, the Directors Guild, some of the most high-profile people in the
show. So they know if you've got HIV, they know if you've got a heart problem.
They know if your kid's in drug rehab. They know if your wife has a certain issue. They know if you're a baseball player, you have an undisclosed medical ailment. Or maybe you're a prominent Hollywood actor who has medical conditions that would make you unbondable for films and thus uncastable. So they know, I mean, it would be Hoover's wet dream of a blackmail file is what the IRS is gathering on every
single. And Obama did that how many years ago?
It started 8 years ago. And so what Joe is talking
about. I mean, how in the world do they get away with the IRS? I remember that. Oh, the IRS is now over your your medical records. What?
Exactly. I mean, in my suit, they folded completely because they didn't want it to go to trial. So they deleted all records, destroyed all records, made certain specific promises to my clients. But that doesn't mean they're not doing it to everybody else. And so what Joe's talking about is critical, necessary, and essential. And Joe's been in the leader of that and has taken a lot of hits for that. So that's why, you know, I think people supporting Joe is critical and essential because he's been a sacrificial lamb and a martyr for a cause that mostly benefits all the rest of us.
Well, you're right. He was a patient zero because that was one of the first times. Oh, we're going to indict you because you're a former Treasury agent doing radio interviews. It was like in the indictment saying that it could be a fraud.
Absolutely. And what happened in that case was Joe was indicted for using the IRS's own rules, the IRS's own procedures, the IRS's own protocols, following them to a T, even filed a special form that red flagged the position he was taking. So he just wanted an honest answer for his client. That's it. Which used to be the American way of advocacy. It used to be
meanwhile, Smollett just got caught staging all this, Joe. We have all these false flags. They lie and say that I ever said it was completely fake. I looked at both sides. I have a right to say Sandy Hook didn't happen. Later, I looked at anomaly and said, yes, mass shootings happened, probably happened. The point is their idea is to take me off the air because I questioned it, which they admit they want to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan and end the First Amendment. Clarence Thomas, God bless him, wrote a big piece last week saying get rid of the First Amendment, basically.
Oh, exactly. And it's designed to suppress independent speech. They never expected Donald Trump to get elected. They now realize the true scope and pervasive of the power of independent, honest voices like Joe.
Let me raise that to Joe. How big is it, though, that most of the women have admitted they made up the sexual assaults on Kavanaugh? The Covington kids, that was staged. Smollett staged. People are really getting now. I get a lot of apologies in the street. Wow, I see why you question things. And now we burst broke last week. The FBI is looking at people handling Smollett, telling them what to say. Now it's come out that the heads of the show had put out scripts of what they wanted to happen. Jesse Smollett may have got hoax attack plot from Empire Creators Instagram. Well, that's what I was told, that they're looking at the creators and others because they had given him scenarios they wanted to see for a raise. We broke that last Friday. This is in the news today.
Well, as I say on my website, you know, a lie needs another lie in order to stand, but the truth stands by itself. And, of course, the paper trail always kills these liars and their lies. And so I just encourage people to learn how to follow the paper trail. The best place to get that education is Infowars.com.
No. How do people, because your website's awesome, but it's got a long URL and a short one. How do people best find your website and find the book? They can buy it from me. They should buy it from you. I don't care either way. How do people find your great work, Joe?
AgentForTruth.com. What's that all about is a great section to get started on.
All right, AgentForTruth.com. But you just hit a key point there. Why does the establishment, because I was always watch old movies where the villain brags, and I think that's dumb, but it's true in criminology. Villains love to tell you what they've done. They love to brag about it. And look at the globalists. They've told us everything they're doing, Joe.
Well, and as I mentioned before, you know, our founders put together an amazing framework, unseen in human history. And so there are things like the Freedom of Information Act and our own constitutional protections. I mean, I lament about how corrupt our government is, but if it wasn't for my right to a jury trial, I would have spent quite a few years in Club Fed. So we do still have rights. We just need to exercise them as frequently as possible.
How pissed were they when they didn't get the convictions? You were tried twice, right?
The second one was a criminal investigation that they terminated, which there's more information about that in the Investigating the Federal Income Tax book. It's been nonstop, just kind of another full-time job for me. But, you know, again, the truth always comes out and deceivers get found out. And so it's my position that the IRS and the DOJ are deceivers, and people say that I am, and I just invite people to look at both. Don't forget,
Alex,
that America
Freedom...
Why would
you throw away your career that was rising just to challenge all this unless you...
Don't forget that America Freedom to Fascism is a great educational tool, right, Alex?
You did a great job in that film. Well, Joe, come back soon the next few weeks, do a whole hour and take calls on the IRS. and what's happening. God bless you. The book is available at agentfortruth.com. We have at InfoWarsStore.com, investigating the federal income tax that reports the American people. Joseph R. Bannister, former IRS special agent. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
We've got a really smart, funny guy, Owen Benjamin, about to take over, but I promised I'd take all these calls. And Owen knows sometimes that I'll preempt when he's on. But I just, a few of these calls, I can't get to everybody, but my gosh, Josh has been holding for almost 2 hours, and so has Grant. So I'm sure Owen Benjamin's going to be okay. We're going to come back, hit two calls with you, and then throw it to him. Everybody else, I apologize, I can't get to you, Mitchell and Freedom Fighter. The problem is we have like 20 phone lines. So we take like 10 calls, the rest fill up, and I always feel bad hanging up on them. So it's kind of a catch-22. But we'll hit two of those, and then Owen Benjamin is going to take over. Huge pianist. That means piano. Huge pianist because he is like 6'8". Mm-hmm. He's almost as tall as I am. I'm joking. He's almost as tall as our friend in Connecticut. So that's all coming up. But just listening to Joe, Robert Barnes, attorney at law, it's just crazy that he barely survived when the guy did nothing.
Absolutely. I mean, this was one of the most honest, one of the most sincere people that I've ever met in my entire 20 years of doing this kind of legal work in these kind of cases. He's an extraordinary human being, a generous human being. He was generous with his time. He was generous with the risk he took for everybody else's freedom and liberty. He did so for their freedom and their liberty because he's one of the last true patriots. Most of his family members are law enforcement. But they're fire department guys. They're police officers. He believed in the American dream, and he still believed in the American dream, even when the corrupt actors in our politicized system of justice tried to crush that American.
That's right. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Comedians and talk show host Owen Benjamin's about to take over, and I apologize for hijacking some of his time, but he's welcome anytime to come co-host. He's coming up here in a few minutes, but I promise Josh and Grant, yeah, there's Owen Benjamin right there. I promise Grant and Josh we'd go to them. So Josh in Indiana, go ahead. You're on the air with Alex Jones and Robert Barnes.
Alex Jones, the modern day Paul Revere. What an honor to speak with you, sir.
Honor to take to you, and thanks for holding so long.
Well, I called in about Venezuela, and I don't agree about getting involved in it. As you guys clearly pointed out, I think, with Mr. Bannister and Mr. Barnes, we gotta help you. We gotta get together and, you know, support InfoWars. I mean, that's, you're bringing all this for everybody to listen to. It just hurts my heart that, see all this evil in the world. We gotta support InfoWars.
Well, I appreciate you, but you know, if we weren't effective, they wouldn't be trying that. But no, I hear you. I don't like Maduro or what's happening, but I don't trust the neocons and our own government to not make it worse.
Oh, precisely. There's just a long history of our direct involvement contaminating things. There's already people on the ground who believe that, in fact, Maduro's gotten a second life because of our such public affiliation with challenging him, where he was probably on.
Well, one argument is they sold us out the IMF and World Bank, and that we're really propping Maduro up.
Yeah, exactly. There's that problem as well. And then there's the issues of doubts about his supposed replacement. So there's a lot of issues. I think the less directly, let the people of Venezuela and give them the support necessary, but only let the people of Venezuela make their own decision to determine their own future.
But what do we do about Russians and Chinese coming in? I don't like that either.
Well, but that what that really does is it elevates. They are a proxy for China, and there's a whole lot of problems with Venezuela independent of their economic collapse. But the other part of that is, do we want to escalate conflict with Russia? This is where Mueller's bogus probe and the media's manic conspiracy theory fantasy of Russia collusion delusion has led to major problems.
Because Trump has escalated stuff with Russia.
Correct.
To show he's not a Ruski, it's crazy. Yep. And that's what I'm concerned about. But Josh, you thanks for the support. God bless you. But you did have something to say about Venezuela. Oh, he's gone. God bless you. I wanted to hear what he had to say. Grant, real quick, and then Owen Benjamin, who is a very famous comedian. He's also a little person. Like Hank Johnson says, you don't call him midgets. He's a little person. He's 2'4", but he's got the heart of a lion. That's why he always has a fisheye lens very close to his face to look big. So he's a little jealous of my height. You know, I'm 5'2". He's a little jealous. So Owen's taking over. Owen, I'm sorry to bring up your height. I apologize. Real fast, though, Grant in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead. Last caller.
Grant from Iowa, yeah. You guys have traversed a plethora of topics since I called in, but pretty crazy timing with Putin issuing the nuclear threats while Maduro is supposedly burning trucks of aid. And then the other thing I wanted to throw in is the North Koreans. You guys had the story on the North Koreans denouncing the Democrats for trying to sabotage the peace talks, which is kind of crazy when you've got a communist North Korean even siding against the far-left Democrat Party in America.
By the way, I meant Sunday. That'd be my lead story. Like, Twilight Zone is here. North Korea decries the Democrats.
Exactly. Amazing. I mean, here you have the President of the United States trying to achieve the greatest peace involving the greatest nuclear threat in the modern world today. And what's happening? The Democratic Party, the purported peace party, is the one trying to undermine it. Now, if you study the Democratic Party historically, the Democratic Party is the war party, to quote old Bob Dole back in the
1930s. KKK.
Exactly. Now, you go all the way back, almost every war was started by a Democrat. It was often someone else. It wasn't a Democrat who stopped Vietnam, who ended World War, it was the Democrats who got us into World War One, World War Two, Korea.
They were for the Civil Rights Act anyway. Exactly. So Koreans denouncing Democrats. What do you make of that?
I mean, it's just out, like you said, it's upside down world. It just goes along with everything else that's backwards right now. The other thing I wanted to point out, you might have missed this weekend, Jesse Waters nominated you for the best fight with little bathhouse Marco there. I thought that was pretty hilarious. I was cheering you on, but they gave it to Trump. He gave the award to Trump.
I missed Fox News. What did Jesse Waters say?
It was he just did like a little Waters Award, you know, version of the Emmys for political Emmys, and he nominated you for best fight, but he gave it to Trump with the Costa thing. So,
no, I think Trump deserves it. I didn't know about that, but we'll do it. God bless you, Grant. Thanks for holding. I apologize to Owen Benjamin and even mentioning Kim Jong Un in front of him because like Kim Jong Un is like twice as tall as Owen Benjamin, so Owen gets really upset about that. So I'm being sarcastic. Hey, Owen, thank you for being here. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, we prefer to be called People McNuggets, so that's actually the PC term. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Oscars and why I didn't watch them. We're going to talk about the UFC being potentially homoerotic. We're going to talk about vampires, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a blast.
All right, take over, my friend, and thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me. What's up, everybody? Hi, I'm honored to be guest hosting this hour of the Alex Jones show. And last night were the Oscars, and everyone was asking me if I was going to live stream the Oscars and make fun of the Oscars and stuff. And I don't watch the Oscars because the Oscars are lame. I think that, don't get me wrong, I've been a part of that many times where I have live stream something or just tweeted before I got kicked off Twitter permanently for being hilarious. And I realized I was still engaging in it. And this is something that I'd like you guys to write to me or talk amongst yourselves on what you think, because as a comedian, I feel like sometimes when I mock something that I know I hate that isn't going to change, I'm still engaging in it for long periods of time. I think watching the Oscars and making fun of it at this point is almost like watching gay porn to mock it. It's like, oh, look at how gay these guys are. Oh, look at them. They're still being gay. Oh, how disgusting. Another guy's joining in. Oh, look, 2 hours deep and they're still being gay. How gross is that? They're so bad. Like, and Hollywood, I used to be an actor in Hollywood and a comedian in Hollywood, and I was on a sitcom for 3 years. I've been in a bunch of Adam Sandler movies. Adam Sandler's a great guy. Had some Comedy Central specials. I've done, you know, Leno and Fallon and all those shows. So I know what that is. And somewhere along the way, I guess it's always been this way, but I didn't see it at the time. I think a lot of us have probably come to these realizations because of just the tightening of the screws. But it's gotten intolerable to the point where every single speech is just like, I'm here today to stand up for the people that were oppressed by the white man. There's no reason to watch it. And the way these narcissists work, and by the way, a lot of these communities, quote unquote, not that there is a black community or a gay community, that makes no sense. Communities are geographic. It's not, or based on belief or based on culture. It's not based on skin color or where you put the ween. They don't, when you take these socialists and a lot of these revolutionary types, a lot of the oligarchs, they use something called proxy warriors, where they take these kind of weakened groups or these groups that are kind of all over the map, and they inflate them to destabilize the society. And you see that with homosexuals and black America. Oh, we'll be back in Oh, we gotta take a break here. I was about to start really crushing some homers. I was about to start really just hitting the body and then a big hook. I'll see you guys in a second. And in the meantime, think about whether or not watching something is being a part of it, even if you mock it. Interesting stuff.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
That little hook right there is DJ Shadow, Midnight in the Perfect World. And it, as they were just playing that, it dawned on me that I should do a whole music episode with you guys one day about the form of music, the logos of music. God's word in music. It's and how it, you know, fusion jazz and John Cage and all these destructive forms of music were an attempt to rewrite the natural order of the universe. And it's pretty fascinating, but I'm going to stay on topic. So we're talking about the Oscars, and they're called proxy warriors, right? So people with real power will build up these smaller kind of, not, I wouldn't say fringe, but corruptible groups, and they build up their ego, and they give them lots of money and weapons, and the weapons can be words or influence in media. And they do it to keep a society destabilized and to keep the family broken. And then, here's the punchline. A lot of times in history, they then kill those guys. So as you're watching this increase in LGBTQAIP, you know, and all these additions to this ridiculous satanic alphabet, and as you watch these Hollywood elites push these agendas, and it's all about, you know, reparations for slavery, and it's all nonsense. We know it's all nonsense. Those people aren't going to benefit from it. It's just to destabilize the family. So, you know, I've had friends that are still going to these type of events, like Oscars and stuff, and I'm, you know, starting a farm. I have two children. We're working on a third. I'm out in the country. I'm not connected to that at all. And it's insane to me when people think that you're jealous of something that you couldn't, there's no amount of money you would do for. You know, people are like, you're just jealous that you're not still on a TV show here in L.A. That's literally like saying you're just jealous that you couldn't put a hot poker in your wiener hole. And let that sink in. Let that sink in how insane that is. Like, that, to me, the whole L.A. idol worship and, you know, the sodomy lobby is so horrifying, so soul-sucking, and so just... They're all on anxiety pills and depression pills. Half of them are just, one of my friends just hung himself last week, Brody Stevens, the comedian, one of the only sane right-wing comedians in LA. And he tapped out. I mean, that's not a healthy environment. You know, it's like, they're like, oh, you're just jealous. You're just making fun of Joe the Toe Rogan because you're jealous. That's literally like saying, you would do anything to put a hot poker in your ween hole. So as I'm thinking about the Oscars, Hollywood is insane. You give up everything, and it's lured through sex, mostly. Sexual freedom. And that all started with, what was that guy's name? Foucault and all those guys in the 70s that made that satanic deal where it's like the left will now no longer focus on economics or ending war or any of that stuff. It's only about turning your being allowed to have sexual perversion to destabilize the country. And Foucault, of course, died of AIDS in a San Francisco bathhouse because that's how that rolls. You know, sodomy's no joke, man. Sodomy, the reason sodomy is so powerfully evil is because it takes that which is fruitful and makes it sterile. The sex act is what gives you life. And so sodomy is taking that which gives you life and making it sterile, making it nothing. And in many times, that which gives you debt. You know, it's the same with fiat debt-based usury currency. It's taking something dead and making it appear to create. And when it doesn't, it's the same with sodomy. It's taking something that creates and making it dead. And I'm not one of those people that's like, hey, you're disgusting. Look at you, you sodomite. You're so disgusting. Those people, I think, are kind of projecting. I had some priests growing up that were like that, and they were projecting. And so a good way to tell if someone is actually saying what's real or if they're projecting their own inner demons that they haven't conquered yet is are they like really into calling you names about it? Don't trust those guys. When it's like, look at you, you disgusting. Look at you. Like, those guys are usually hiding a deep secret. That's why I just focus on the act itself and how gross it is. And the reason it's becoming a real situation is because they're now making it a brave act. It's one thing if a society tolerates it. It's another thing if a society elevates it. And the elevation of these lifeless acts It's very similar to vampires. I know I'm all over the map right now, but, you know, it's InfoWars. It's kind of part of it. That's one reason why I like this channel so much, is I'm allowed to just duck and throw some haymakers and then back off. Okay, like a vampire is the opposite of Jesus Christ, right? So Jesus Christ spills blood to give life. The vampire takes blood for his eternal life. Like, all right, so Jesus gives his blood for our eternal life. The vampire takes blood for his eternal life. It's a mathematical inverse. You know, that's why there's so much logo, so much God, God's word in math, because it's that which is true, right? So that's why sodomy is such a powerful act of defiance, because it takes that which creates life and makes it sterile. And that's what's happening with all of feminism, because now the draft, and this is a valid thing that they're doing. They're saying that women now have to be drafted in the military. I find that horrifying, obviously. But if women and men are equal and men can be drafted in the military, it was just in USA Today that women are now going to be drafted into combat positions of the military. That is the upside down. See, that's the ultimate trick. The trick is that Jesus is a vampire. Vampire is Jesus, right? That sodomy is brave and families are bad, are death, are cowardly. It couldn't be farther from the truth. The bravest act you can do is have a child in this world, protect that child, love that child, knowing what this world is. And abortion, you know, the killing of the woman's child is an act of strength to these people. It's all upside down. And when you enter that world of the upside down, you can't navigate it without always saying what is true. And you don't fully know what is true. Like, we aren't God. We don't know the whole plan. We can only say what we believe to be true, what we see to be true. And I think that's really important in this time. You know, when we are entering this full inversion, this subversion, this upside down, where life is death and death is life, black is, you know, darkness is light, light is darkness. Because the way I judge another human being isn't, are they Christian or Catholic or Muslim or Jewish or atheist, is what is yes mean yes and no means no? That's the question. If you're wrong, you apologize. Do you see apology as apology, or do you see it as submission? And if those things are what you are, I will trust you and I'll be your friend. But if not, I won't. And I don't know how I got on this topic. So I was talking about the Oscars and wiener holes. And and the father has been removed, and it's for a very specific reason. I was looking at this image of all these parenting magazines, and there was no father in any of them. It's just single women, or there's two gay guys, and that's the only representation of males. And it's for a reason, because the man is a strong father figure is the connection to Logos, you know? And so you remove the father and you get a bunch of school shootings. You get a bunch of every school shooter in America has had no dad, no biological dad in the home. And so this demonizing of the male, of the masculine, this cucking, this soy boy nature of the man now that's coming and happening is a way to create slaves, because you don't have a father saying, don't do that, that's wrong. You know, and so these children grow up to become narcissists and slaves to their own appetites, and that's the future we have. All right, I'll be back in a little bit. I thought that was going to be a very cohesive segment on the Oscars, and I started talking about Jesus and vampires. But, you know, it's InfoWars. I'll see you guys in a little bit. Cheers.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones with Owen Benjamin.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. And so this episode, or this segment, I'd like to talk about, you know, everyone's been talking about the Jussie Smollett situation. And let's get to the root of it. My friend Steven Crowder and I made this sketch over a year ago. It's called Hate Crime Court, I believe. I'll play you guys a little piece of it. You can watch the rest of it at youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. But check this out, and then we'll talk about it.
Court, the people are real. The cases, maybe. This is Razzmatazz. He's accusing the defendant of striking him with a baseball bat twice in the ribs because he's a homosexual. This is...
So, Jared, it appears you
assaults and razzmatazz with a baseball bat, striking him twice in the rib cage. Now, you are being charged with assault with a deadly weapon, which...
Your Honor, as a gay man, I request that he gets the hate crime amount of years. Like, a lot of years. Not the normal amount you give normal people. I want you to, you know, he hate crime me. Give him hell, Judge.
Your Honor, this man is not gay. I caught him having sex with my wife. He just wants me to go to prison
hate
so we can...
crime, Your Honor. This man was motivated by pure homophobia. As he was striking me, he was saying stuff like, maybe this will teach you from being gay and sucking off dudes. Give him hell, Your Honor.
He could have just bought that wig today from Hot Topic. I can see the tag.
No, it's not a wig. It's my hair. I also really like My Chemical Romance, Your Honor.
Mr. Razzmatazz, you mean to tell me that you are a homosexual, but were engaging in relations with this man's wife?
Sexuality is a very complicated thing, Your Honor. Yes, I'm gay. But I prefer to exclusively have sex with women. Give him hell, Your Honor. Hate crime me.
Well, I'm quite certain he struck you because you were having sex with his wife.
Look at my shirt. Look at my fanny pack. Dude, my name's Razzmatazz. I'm the gayest guy alive.
No, he changed his name on his driver's license. His name is Dan.
Says you. I own a fucking smart car, dude.
No, Mr. Razzmatazz, that's not how hate crimes work. Sentencing is required to determine motivation that the crime was committed because the victim is a part of a marginalized group.
I just told you. He was hitting me because I'm a fairy and not because I was having sex with his wife.
That never happened.
It's true, Your Honor. I was there. He repeatedly beat him and called this man a faggot while we were doing it.
Thanks, babe.
All right, so the beauty of comedy, like honest comedy, is I think it was Tim Allen who said, I exaggerate to clarify. And that's why there's been such a horrible witch hunt against comedians. You know, you can get my specials at hugepianist.com because I have to self-produce them now. Because there's a witch hunt against comedians because we kind of show the future. Because while we're wrestling with these ideas, it's literally, not literally. It's metaphorical time travel. Because what we were mocking is now a story that people are finally talking about. Like, what is a hate crime? This is ridiculous. Aren't all acts of violence motivated by some form of hate? You know, how do you use someone's motivation to give them more or less years of a sentence based on their skin color or their sexual proclivities? How do you establish someone's gay? That was one of the, another one of the jokes that the underlying joke of that sketch was, how do you prove someone's gay? You know, Razzmatazz, the character I wrote for myself, was saying, listen, Judge, I'm a gay guy who only has sex with women. You know, hate crime him. It was motivated by hate, not that I was with his wife. And do you have to be with one guy? Do you have to think about guys? Do you have to really like the song Rainbow Connection? Like, what qualifies someone as part of the gay community? You know, what if you wear a dress once a week? What if it's a kilt? What if you are a big UFC fan, but for the wrong reasons? And that is when you realize tyranny and an abandonment of truth and logos have taken over. And that's why I highly recommend focusing on things that you can control, your faith, your family, your food. You know, the three F's. But this isn't a new situation. As we watched this Jussie Smollett thing, the whole argument over him staging this to get attention, all that, it's going past the entire interesting meat of the situation, which is what is a hate crime? So if someone murders someone just because they hate them, let's say someone hates people named Gary. You're like, I hate Gary's. My daddy hated Gary's. His daddy hated Gary's. I'm a Gary hater. And you murder everyone you know named Gary. Is that a hate crime? No, because being named Gary isn't a protected class. Which brings us full circle to the beginning of what we're talking about with, you know, proxy warriors. Protected classes of people, it's an irony. It's one of Satan's punchlines. not only are they not protected, they're set up for absolute disaster. Gays in this country with this protection legislation are not being protected. In fact, it is all just to subvert the family unit and take down the United States of America. It's insane. And you can see it now with the female draft coming up. Does that sound like the feminism that was preached by CIA operative? What was that lady's name? Gloria Steinem? Of course not. You know, it starts small. It starts with, like, women just want the right to wear pants. And then before you know it, they're cannon fodder. And the end game is always to destroy the family, because the family is where you get children that can withstand slavery. Freedom comes from responsibility. Freedom comes responsibility that you get from your father, and compassion and survival that you get from your mother. Your mother creates the life. You know, your mother, the mother protects the life. The mother shows a compassionate view of the world, safety. And then the father shows the harsh realities of the world, shows work ethic, shows perseverance, shows national identity. And so without that unit, you have people with no identity, no family, no safety, no security, no context, no logos, no logic, no reason, nothing to allow them to survive in this world that is designed to kill you. It's designed to enslave you. It's a fallen world. Whether you're Christian or not, you can look out the window and realize that the world is designed to kill you. And so without the family, not only are these not protected classes, we are now honoring and celebrating the broken home. You know, when you have, I didn't watch the Oscars, but in all these award shows, you're like, well, I come from a single mother. And everyone's like, yeah, no, where was the dad? Where was the dad? It's like, I am gay and proud. It's like, no, no. And that isn't homophobia. That is insane. That's an insane word. That doesn't mean anything. It's one thing to be gay and have to wrestle with that lifestyle. It's not easy. And for people like me, and I'm sure a lot of you guys that have actually had long-term friends that are homosexual, it's hard. It's not an easy life. It's a life without a lot of stability. It's a life without with a lot of chaos and upheaval and isolation. And it's not easy. And so to celebrate this new world of up is down and down is up, it has a purpose. And the purpose is to destroy the family and to make slaves, because freedom of responsibility is not freedom. That's slavery. You know, these are all inverse word tricks where you say, well, I am free. I am free to openly be like trans and nude at an elementary school. Because they're now teaching this to kids. You know, in England, they teach LGBT sodomy stuff to kindergartners now, and you can't take your children out. It's illegal. Gay and trans sex education to be taught to five-year-olds in UK, and opting out is illegal. We all know that. That's happening in Canada. It's happening all over Europe. It's going to happen in America. That isn't tolerance. That isn't freedom. That's the absence of freedom. That's freedom from responsibility. And it's now finally hitting people. It's hitting people that were deluded into thinking that abortion is freedom. Now that it's 40 weeks, even the most hardcore pro-choice people that I've ever known are like, yeah, this is horrifying. And I'm like, this is just the beginning. Freedom from your own appetite, freedom from accountability of your own appetites is not freedom, that's slavery. Freedom comes from discipline, and discipline comes from the family. And so the way that I fight things that I can't control is to have a good marriage, to raise my kids right, and to do, you know, InfoWars every now and then so I can ramble. If you want to check me out, hugepianist.com or youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. I'll see you guys soon. It's been a good time. Peace.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.